I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
This is KETR's Locker Room, your sports podcast for Northeast Texas. Each week, we look at the biggest headlines in sports and highlight local sports stories. Here's your hosts.
All right, welcome to the Wednesday, October 16th edition of KETR's Locker Room. Cooper Welch, Jordan Davis, and Taylor Phelps in studio once again. And we've got a special guest with us today for a look at the Lions, Joshua Jorgensen, the Assistant Director for External Affairs. Excuse me, I was coughing a little bit on that. We're going to do more look at the Lions stuff today, including talking about the Lions' efforts towards breast cancer awareness, talk about the huge win against A&M Kingsville, and then maybe preview some of the McMurray game coming up next week.
It is great to be here, gentlemen.
Great to have you here.
The weather's not that great, but we're really hoping this clears up, you know, and as you mentioned, that win last week against Kingsville really propels us towards a big crowd, a big game this weekend, and
definitely.
And McMurray's going to be tough. It looks like they're a pretty good-sized team. Any team on our schedule is going to be tough. You know, until you think you're, you know, the Steelers are somebody real good, you know.
Oh, God. Oh.
You know, but,
they won their first game.
But, you know, you're not going to look forward, or you're not going to look past any team. And I think last week really validated a lot of hard work. Obviously, the season's not over, but when you're 4-2, we're looking pretty good. We are going to miss Tyreek, but we've got guys behind him that are great players also. So that'll be a little different for the crowd to see, but maybe the offense might be a little different. But I still expect a high scoring explosive offense from Coach Storm and Coach Carthel. But it was just one of those wins that you finally get that under your belt. You finally get that card. You won on the road. You won on the road in Texas.
Yeah.
And it was mind-boggling to see that stat. When was the last time?
2006.
Yeah, just
a long time.
It's weirder that, you know, our on-the-road wins was less just in general than it was in Texas.
Yeah.
Like, that's just it's weird.
I don't know quite how that happens, but, you know, it opens people's eyes. You know, we won those games that they look at and say, well, you should have won that game.
Yeah.
Well, that's a Kingsville one that people probably weren't expecting us to win, especially down there on homecoming. They they fill the stadium. They have a great, great tailgate area. I wish I could steal their tailgate area. They get after it down there. And we're hoping to build that here eventually. But Kingsville really was a hostile environment, but we were able to bring the Chenault Cup back here. And hopefully that momentum keeps going, and hopefully we get a big crowd to show these guys that we're supportive, and the town's behind them, the region's behind them, and then you get this big win, and then go on the road to Tarleton. Tarleton beats West Texas in the second half pretty much alone. 21-0, I think, in the second half to pull that win out. Yeah. So Tarleton's going to be a tough one. Obviously, it's you know, they're going to be ranked pretty high. I don't know what they'll end up by then, but that's going to be another tough one in conference. But after that's homecoming, and hopefully everyone's starting to get ramped up for homecoming. Are you going to be the king this year, Taylor?
I have no idea. I'll be at homecoming.
I hope Taylor's the king. Taylor's the king.
We're starting a movement. Vote for Taylor.
Vote for Taylor.
I will boost you so hard, Taylor.
I know you will.
I will boost you so hard.
We can get a social media campaign and everything rolling for you.
Yeah, put it on the big board. Taylor Phelps is going to be homecoming king.
That's right. You want to billboard? I might be able to pull some strings. We can get a billboard.
I think I'm going to refrain from the topic of this conversation.
Taylor's working hard. Basketball started yesterday. You know, that's a big time of year for us. The two basketball teams now are officially able to have full practices and get going, and that just kind of ramps up the excitement even more over in the athletic department to start hearing the squeaking of shoes in in the field house.
Especially when you're right there by the athletic offices. I think they can all hear, you know, Coach Walker getting on to people, also Coach Anderson going a little bit sometimes. Yep. So, I think it's just some new excitement. Yeah. And we also even had track in there yesterday with all the rain.
All the rain,
on.
Yeah.
Did they come inside? That's right. They're working hard. This is the first year that track's had indoor. Mm-hmm. So they have to train differently than they've ever had to train before. And just for our athletes, our new coach, he's dealt with it before, so it's nothing new to him. But, you know, Coach Dibbern has them working differently than they've ever been used to. This time of year, they weren't really doing too much. I mean, you're staying in shape. You're being an athlete. But really getting ready for an indoor season was a lot different. And I was lucky enough to be a track athlete. And that indoor season versus outdoor season, there's a big difference. It's a real quick season for them. But the track athletes are running around and everything's flying. You know, this time of month is, and you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, I always just thought this time of month was really just the grind. October is just kind of you guys got midterms, you've got different things like that.
Stay grindy month.
Most of the teams are halfway through their seasons. Teams starting up their seasons. Yeah. And like you said, even indoor track now, they're starting. So, it's just everybody's going a million different directions.
Yep.
So.
And we, I was sitting there going, man, this month, what excitement do we have? Obviously, we've got excitement around the whole thing, but almost every other month, we've had some big announcement. You know, just looking back, it's been crazy throughout the summer about everything just leading in. Now you go to softball. Now we hire this new coach. Now we hire this new coach. And this program's getting started. And just crazy stuff. And I thought, well, I suppose maybe I can sit back a little. But then I thought, that's right. End of this month, we're going to be releasing a new website. We got a brand new website we're rolling out that we've been working on, and so hopefully the fans will be able to look towards that. But and then also, you know, this is the national, as you'd mentioned, the National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that's something that we really, in sports, you can pride yourself on. You guys have all seen it on your NFL teams are all wearing pink, and that's a big part of it. But we can do our part also. We've kind of teamed with Hunt Regional Medical Center over there in Greenville. They're going to be bringing over the mammogram bus on Saturday, and they'll have that set up, their mobile mammogram station set up there by tailgating. We've got some pink things that the teams can wear and that sort of thing. And all of our teams throughout this month, at one point, we'll do soccer does dig or kick pink, volleyball does dig pink. So each one does it differently. Some of them have the pink jerseys. We don't have pink football jerseys, and I doubt we'll get any. But they'll have some gear on at least. And so it's time to have a little fun with it, but also to think about that. And that's a huge, huge cause that we can do something and we can make a difference. So hopefully everyone comes out and tailgates early this Saturday and takes advantage of that we will have the mammogram bus out there and along with a lot of other things going on. The tailgate spots are starting to fill up.
That's
That's finally awesome. We marked off those areas and people are calling in saying, hey, can I get a spot? And that's all they have to do. Just call in. It's free. Just call in, get a spot, and we'll get it set up for them.
All right.
But it's looking like it'll be another fun weekend as long as this weather clears up a little.
And, you mentioned the weather. You know, it's kind of been, I guess it's been a while since we've had just a normal game, because last week with the weather, it was like, you know, tailgates kind of, I mean, there was a little bit of stuff going on early, but it was kind of shut down early because of the weather, and which was expected. You know, the crowd was nice, but it wasn't what you're going to get in a nice day. So I think, you know, the game this weekend is kind of going to be, you know, what do we expect kind of thing. Like,
I'm hoping to finally hit that 5,000 person mark. You know, that's just, to me, that's, we were close that first game. I mean, we announced 39-something. It was pushing that 4,000 mark. Some people didn't agree with my count there, but it was it was one of those things. There's a rhyme and reason to how we do things. And I couldn't believe the crowd last game.
I couldn't either.
I'm telling you guys, I've been through a lot of rain games in my career at different sports, and
yeah. And
football, you know, you don't know what to expect. It wasn't just rain, which drives some people away. I understand it. You know, I'm not going to have my family sitting out there in the rain. But then you had the lightning, and it got pretty chilly, you know, and it was just one of those things. And I turned around and looked up there and said, this isn't bad. Holy cow, you know, there was people there, right. And that was awesome.
Congress play better in the rain. Every time we play in a rainy situation, we play our A
and
game.
It's that annoying, like, sprinkle rain. Just stop.
You just wanted to go away.
Yeah.
Either pour or nothing.
Nothing.
Right.
Just one way. But
that's the thing about Commerce. We don't ever get predictable weather. We get the unpredictable weather. If it snows, it don't drizzle. It snows.
Well, I got some good news. At least according to what we use, Saturday's forecast says mostly sunny all day with a high near 66 degrees. So it's going to be a little cool.
Yeah.
We're going to have a low around 47 Saturday night.
That's
so
football weather, though.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah,
it's perfect
weather.
We'll
take it. We will take it as long as it's dry, and we'll have a lot of fun. But, you know, hopefully we see a lot of people out there tailgating early, come out. You know, it is that 6 o'clock game. It's our last 6 o'clock game of the season. Once we hit November 2nd for homecoming, that'll start the 2 o'clock, and then the last game of the season's at 2 o'clock also. Mm-hmm. But it should be fun. You know, our last game under the lights of the season, let's get some people there. Let's have a lot of fun and show these guys that Kingsville game did make a difference. It got some more support behind them, and they're rolling. I mean, we're 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd have thought it?
And the manner that we beat Kingsville matters too. I mean, a win's a win and a loss is a loss, no matter the score. But to beat Kingsville by such a large margin.
Yeah, that we were 41-7 at one point.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. And you know, the score wasn't even indicative of how widely spread it actually was, because they did score a few touchdowns late. But, you know, to win in that kind of fashion on the road and someone's homecoming game, that's huge in conference, because the conference win is the biggest part of it. I don't care what you say about not winning in Texas on the road. To win in this conference is really difficult, and especially to do it on the road, which obviously it's tough. We haven't done it since 2006, even won on the road in Texas. So I really think people need to understand how big of a deal that, you know, that win was.
Yeah, definitely.
People need to understand that 4 wins compared to 2 in 2 years is not only, like Jerry would say, a moral victory.
Yeah.
But that's a big victory overall, because this whole city now is buzzing again.
Sure.
Because this is the first time they had this many wins since my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And they went 5-5 that year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Commerce always expected Lions to be good. But, you know, a couple of hard years, hardships.
Kind
of
lost hope.
Yeah, but now that hope is coming back, because 4-2, when you put that on paper, Commerce 4-2 against so-and-so, they're going to look at that and be like, the Lions? They're 4-2? Like, other teams are looking at us like, are they 4-2 for real?
Are they for real?
Okay. Yeah. And then when we play them, like, almost after every game I've seen, the opposing team and the coaches is like, that's a good team.
Yeah.
They're gritty, they're grimy, they get after it. So they got the respect of a lot of teams, and that's something we didn't have last year or the year before that. So that's a big, big move, too.
Yeah,
that's
I'm looking at the schedule here, and, I mean, the Tarleton game is going to be challenging. But McMurray, I think, is winnable. Angelo State is winnable. Houston Baptist is winnable. Eastern New Mexico. Those are all
we can see games 7-8 that we can win.
Yeah. So
if we only lost to ranked teams this year, I'd take it.
I'll take it too. And we beat a ranked team.
To beat a ranked team while they were ranked is
that's a big thing.
Beat the 25th ranked school. Yeah.
So you mentioned the athletic website, though, changing a little bit. Is there any other details you could give us on that, or when it might happen?
It's looking like it's going to be at the end of the month now.
Okay.
You know, one of those things that timing-wise, it ends up that October 31st is looking like that switch date, which rolls right into the homecoming weekend. So it's just another thing that we have going on that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of this new website allows the fans to be more interactive. It's a gorgeous look. I was really happy with how it ended up. It's up to date. It's up to par, you know. And then, you know, that was a big thing that I just said. Certain companies do a really good job, and the company we had was doing a great job for us. But we wanted to make a next step, and you guys have seen it across the board. We tried to make that next step.
Yeah.
And so going with a different company to do our website, that they represent a lot more bigger universities. They're used to a certain look. They're used to certain things being on there, and that's what we needed. We didn't need the things that, you know, 5 years ago were cool. We need the things now.
Yeah.
And that was one thing that I told him. I said, you know, I'll sign this longer term contract with you, but I want to redesign after this many, you know, after the second year.
Yeah.
I like to keep things fresh, new, you know, people, otherwise they're going to turn it off. But it'll have some cool aspects, you know, from the ticketing standpoint. Our online ticketing is up and running. It's not out there as much as we need it to, but people are using it. We'll see orders come across online, but that'll be fully integrated into the new website. A lot more video, just a lot of things it'll be awesome. So it's just taking us another step. But we like to push the envelope, you know, and this is just another way that we can kind of do it. And it needed to be done anyway. Our contract was up with the last company. We searched and seen what was out there, and this is what we came up with. So hopefully it'll be good. Obviously, there's always some glitches. You guys work with technology. There's going to be a few buttons that might not work right away, but we'll get all that ironed out as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And homecoming will be another big thing on our basketball season ticket push, you know, with the possible homecoming king playing for us this year. You know, we will be pushing basketball season tickets here shortly. The schedule's just getting tweaked here and there. It's out there, but we've actually had a few dates that we need to tweak. So once that's done, the basketball season tickets will be going out, and hopefully we'll get some crowds for those. They've always been good.
But they can. There's a lot more.
They can be better. Exactly. You know, and it's, you know, I know it's Ryan Ivey's idea, but it's also my idea because we worked in minor league baseball that your ticketing job is never done until every seat's full.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So
and then you build more seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess if we fill, you know, if we fill the field house, you know, sell out, we'll look at what we can do for you. But you know, we'll get some crowd behind Taylor and the rest of the team and see what we can do.
Now, Taylor, I got a question for you.
Shoot.
This season, are you going to have another 1,000% shooting with a...
Maybe. I can't promise anything.
Three-pointers?
I can't promise anything, but we'll have to see.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
It's coming soon, so... Yeah.
We're gonna need a promise in order to push this homecoming.
Yeah. If you want us to buy a billboard for you.
You have to put some on the billboard.
I don't know if I can commit to that, you know, long-term deal.
That's an awesome stat to use on an infographic.
Yeah.
We see Taylor's going to be Dwight in this situation. He's going to keep playing with us until he gets what he really wants.
When the website does switch over, is there any differences is it still lineathletics.com?
Yes, that'll all be the same. You really don't want to mess with things like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I decided not to go with the mobile download app for it, just because there's not enough usage right now. Once our crowd base really gets up there and you go a little bigger, then it's worth it. They charge a premium for that. That's one thing that I was hoping to do, but website companies really charge a premium for that, and it's just not quite in the mix right now, but hopefully someday they can easily flip a switch and do that.
And I think sometimes people get so, I know in my case, I get so used to using the regular website that sometimes I don't even like using like the mobile
ones. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't see a problem with not having that either. So.
Yeah. Especially because nowadays phones are getting so much bigger that you can just
regular
website.
It's like a computer anyway.
Yeah. Well, you say that, but now they've got that watch out there.
That's true.
I saw
the Lion app watch.
Yeah, that'd be interesting doing the Lion app on there.
You know, I saw a gentleman, we were in Oklahoma City, Ryan and Taylor Four and myself went to Oklahoma City this Monday and Tuesday to do a small college business presentation. Mm-hmm. And it was great to be there. It was nice to be around people that work in the business that have the same scope as you do.
Right.
You know, we'll go to these national conventions, and you've got a guy from the University of Texas saying how hard it is to run their promotions with $1 million budget or whatever. And I feel like, bad for him, but not really.
At the same
really.
Time, yeah. It's like, yeah. You have a million. And
yeah. One of those things where everyone here, you know, we were one of the bigger schools this time, you know, and it was just, it was like, okay, wait a second. But I think really, truthfully, though, we're going to find that the more and more places we go with enrollment, the size of it is, it's a pretty good sized school now compared to a lot of our counterparts.
Yeah.
But they were interested to see what we were doing. And you know, at the end of the day, we told them a lot of what we're doing just takes work. You know, you guys have seen it. You've followed us. It's coming over and doing the radio station stuff that a lot of people don't even think about.
Yeah.
I mean,
use all your resources.
Yeah.
I mean,
why not? It's just, it's an easy thing to do that gets the word out there. And they're sitting there with you know, deer in the headlight looks going, well, how can we do that? We can't afford to do that. It doesn't cost you anything.
Exactly.
Just time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's worth every second. You know, I thoroughly enjoy coming over and talking to you guys, having our other people in the department come over, because it's just telling our story, and that's what we're trying to do. But mm-hmm. One person actually said that this week. Man, that sounds like a lot of work. It's going to be if you want to be successful.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just go out and shoot baskets for 20 minutes a day and expect to be a collegiate basketball player. You know, and you don't work the board Saturday nights when you got other stuff to do if you want to go into radio and learn how to do the skills, you know, and you don't, you know, end up a Steelers fan if you're not dedicated to something.
Thank you. Crazy. We're dedicated.
I'm a Cubs fan, so I can't say anything.
Oh.
So,
everybody,
you know,
moment of silence.
hey, it could be worse. You could have been a White Sox fan this year.
Sure.
They were worse.
Or a Cubs fan.
But it's just one of those deals that I feel your pain when your team's losing. So,
but I'm used to it.
Yeah, I am too. But
I'm used to it.
Well, hey, up until this year, you could have been a Lions fan. I mean,
that's true.
That's really all you could say.
That's how it's been the last few years.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Tyrick going back to the Kingsville game. What can you tell us about what happened there?
From what I understand, he's probably out for the season.
What happened?
You know, it sounds like, you know, and I'm not a doctor. I didn't see the medical report, but and I've been gone for 2 days, so I'm not in touch with everything. But it looks like it was an ankle injury. So I didn't, you know, Ryan was there. He said it didn't look like any crazy play. It just one of those.
Sometimes you just step things. Wrong.
Right? Yeah, you know,
little things can.
Yeah, you know, we see you walking around in a boot. You know, you
the Derrick Rose.
He sprained, you know, Taylor sprained his ankle, but you know, it's just one of those things that you got to be ready. Mm-hmm. Next man up.
Yeah.
You know, you can't build a team, and that's one thing why our numbers really jumped on the football team, because coach knew you got to have that first team, you got to have the second team, and sometimes you got to have the third and even the fourth at some positions.
Yeah.
You know, when we're running that many wide receivers, you can't just have four on the team.
No.
You know, and so you got to get a lot of good guys out there, and luckily we've all seen everyone playing throughout the season, whether it's in the battle, whether it's not. But I think there was packages that were already instilled, but now it'll just take it to the next level. And if you guys think about the team, our what would have been our third string quarterback is now our second string quarterback, has started years of college football last year. He was a starter. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's a huge drop off. We're in pretty good shape for having for having a guy that was leading the conference in passing and just having an amazing year go down. A lot of teams, that cripples them. They are done.
Yes.
But we're actually still in pretty good shape, and hopefully everyone kind of rallies behind that and just steps up their game, and we keep rolling.
And as good as Tyrick is and has been this season, you know, during the scrimmages before the year started, there were some questions, too, from, I think, a lot of media sources and fans to think, who is going to be the guy? Because our backups were good, and we haven't seen them in a while, obviously.
Yeah.
But when we did see them,
they were good.
they were good.
Yeah.
And so
Derek threw a touchdown. I'm not sure. In the Lone Star.
Exactly. Yeah. He's already thrown one.
I remember at the spring game that we covered.
Mm-hmm. Spring game.
We were talking about all four quarterbacks that came out and played and did really well. Had,
yes, highlights on every one of them. Mm-hmm. And really not as many negatives. So, I mean, a lot of that's how are you being taught? You know, turnovers being preached. And we haven't had that many turnovers. Yeah. Tyreek Stone, a few interceptions, but that's expected. But yeah, I mean, just because it's a different guy, a different quarterback, the margin could be minimal, if at all, depending on, you know, it could just be Tyreek's better at what we do.
Yeah.
But, you know, the next guy up is going to have his things that he's better at. So, you know, it's definitely going to be, and I'm glad we're at home.
Yeah.
Yes.
To see it.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be really interesting.
It should help.
We still need to develop a running game. Like, we still need to try to develop some type of running game.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's been more.
It's been improving. I know it's been improving, but if we can get a balanced running the game, you know, take some load off our quarterbacks, I think that'll help us out a lot more.
It will definitely help a quarterback coming, you know, as the second string guy starting this week. It would help.
A lot.
You know, quite a bit.
Yeah.
We've got some talent back there. I just, you know, the philosophy going into the season was we were going to air it out.
Mm-hmm.
It fit for the guys we had and what schemes we were running, but our coaches have coached a while. They know how
they know
to it's not one of those things where I guess we're done, we can't throw the ball. I mean, right. A, we can still throw the ball very well, and B, the running game I think could be a little more focused, and it's one of those things you look at the opposing team and see what they're good at.
Yeah.
If they absolutely stop the run, then we're going to pass the ball no matter what.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't just pound your head against the wall. So it's,
and some of the bigger teams, some of the teams we've played just have tremendously huge defensive lines. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the Midwestern's West Texas, it's hard to run the ball against
us.
Yeah, I imagine so.
And we throw the ball in so many different ways with screen passes, you know, deep routes, crossing routes in the middle of the field. Throw it so many ways, it's like we're running the. It's like we have a run game with our short passing game too.
Yeah.
So you know, that dynamic adds a lot more than just we just pass it, we just air it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we'll be fine. You know, there'll be a little transition and a few different things change, but when we step out there Saturday night, I tell you what. If the defense keeps playing like it's playing, I'm not too worried about it.
I'm not worried about it at all.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm not worried about it at all. Because our offense can go three and out a couple times, and our defense will make them go three and out. So I'm not worried about our defense. All right. After interviewing that Hawaiian.
Charlie Chuao,
Wow. After interviewing him, I'm really not worried about the defense no more. Because he said they have to block me. That's all he said. And then clearly they can't. So
they cannot block.
I'm not worried about the defense at all.
I don't think anybody wants
that's
to
a big
see
guy.
Charlie Tuau coming.
That's a
him.
Big guy.
Yeah.
You know, and across the line, though, you just see the effort that defense is putting out. You know, they're getting a little short on defensive backs, but everyone's stepping up. They're doing this. They're playing more. They're just working their tails off out there. You know,
it's fun to watch.
We watched a special teams play where Tevin Moore comes out of nowhere and makes a tackle that looked like it was going to be a touchdown punt return, and that guy comes flying out of nowhere. He's a senior, been on the team. He could just, I'm not working that hard. Instead, he ran probably 100 yards to catch a guy and just comes out of nowhere and makes a play. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, not giving up. None of them give up on any play. They just work, and you see the results. The defense is tough.
It's fun to watch them fly around. I don't see just one person tackling. I see game tackling. I see people penetrating our defensive line, actually pushing offensive linemen back.
Yeah,
it's fun to watch. It's really fun to watch, and especially now since I've seen a baby LeBron now for our team. He looks like he's gonna home games. He's gonna put on a show because I have him in one of my classes. And it's a big guy.
Yeah,
he's big.
Right. Well, what about the McMurray game coming up this next weekend?
McMurray's going to be tough. I can't remember off the top of my head their record.
1-5.
They are 1-5. I thought they'd won a couple, but I knew they were struggling a little this year. From what I saw, they're big, you know. But they've played a lot of the teams we have.
Oh yeah,
haven't been able to pull them out. So essentially, they've played our same conference schedule, and when you do that, even if you're 1-5, I still respect you.
Yeah,
the way the conference is, man, you know, does it look from our point of view winnable? You know, we sit in this room, we think so, but you know, I haven't broke down the film this week and, you know, and tried to play John Gruden and think I know what I'm talking about, but we're hoping for a win. You know, that's what we can really say, and just hope the guys come out, stay healthy, get a good week of practice in, and are able to compete. You know, hopefully from our end, you know, McMurray's 1-5, they're feeling down. They're not even, you know, maybe they've thrown in the towel.
Hopefully.
You can only hope so from our standpoint. Yeah. I doubt it. You know, I'm sure their people are saying the opposite thing, which they should be, but we should be ready. Every time you try to call coach, he's in the office. You know, so they're staying after it. They're getting after it. And hopefully if I can, well, we've got volleyball tonight, so I won't be able to make it out to practice. But we'll see on Thursday. Maybe we can get out there to practice and see how the team's looking and see how a different quarterback, you know, what if there's a different look and that sort of thing. But everyone should come out. Tonight's actually volleyball local superhero night. I'm sorry, Cooper, we didn't get you on the list for local superhero.
Hey, next time.
I know. You walk around in your Superman cape, but we do have the, you know, local fire chief, local police chief, our campus police chief, you know, people like that need to be recognized.
They do.
And we're able to just use that, and anyone that wants to come out, you know, that's on the fire department or the police department, you know, we'll have a ticket for them. And it's fun to recognize those people and just... They don't usually, you know, how many times do you think of a police and you're, ah, they gave me a ticket, you know.
They're negatives when they're really positives.
Yep, so we're able to support them, and hopefully they'll support us tonight at volleyball. And, you know, we've got, like I said, the pink promotions coming up for the rest of the year. Go onto the website, check it out for the upcoming promotions. Mm-hmm. Actually, for volleyball, we have a promotion every game, a different kind of thing going on. So, and looking towards basketball season, we'll do a lot of the same. So it'll be fun. You know, we'll do anything. You know, like I said, we're minor league baseball. You see anything and everything. So we'll have a lot of fun with anything. So if anybody has any good ideas, shoot them out to me. We might be able to tie them in, and you never know. You know, so maybe we'll have local radio host night. You know, so
if they have that, we're gonna turn it out.
We're gonna turn it out. The four of us.
We're gonna turn it out. If we ever get to do a live game, I think that will just boost our morale. I think if we can ever get a live game, we can do like the college game, the atmosphere. Maybe. Just Taylor by himself going to draw attention.
That's enough.
Just homecoming king over there.
He's gonna draw attention no matter where he goes.
We'll have to look at the last game of the year for football and see where we're sitting. Mm-hmm. And if maybe we can do it.
Maybe we can do a maybe college time game thing.
Yeah. You know,
that'd be fun.
We've got the room. You know, if we just got to make sure we got the resources and that sort of thing, but we're open for
it. And it's not raining.
Yeah, it has not been raining.
That would be nice.
It has not been raining.
Especially
a plus.
On November 16th. That's going to be a cold rain.
Ooh. Yeah, ooh. Yeah.
Could
ooh.
Be.
Don't
could
wish
be.
That. Don't wish that.
But we'll, you know, we it's one of those things, and by then, you never know. You know, tailgating might be huge out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We might be able to have a lot of fun and just...
We already got Kurt Herbstreit.
You'll see Corso.
Man.
Ouch.
I'd love to see Jordan put the...
I'll put the line.
You better not. If you pick the other team, that's going to be bad.
I'm going to get booed.
You know, I found old Lionhead the other day from, I'm guessing, 5 mascots ago. I could pop that out for you.
All right.
I could find that
for
you.
We can pop that out.
I wish he'd just wear it around everywhere so I didn't have to look at
him. That's too hot. Yeah. That's too hot.
Oh, it's nice out now. It's cold out. It'll keep your ears warm.
I bet Taylor would like see me walk around with a lion head on, though.
It'd be a nice change of pace. Oh, no. All right, well, I think that's going to do it for us in this first segment before we joke too much at Taylor and Jordan's expense. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk the postseason series in baseball and maybe a little bit of football to sum up the show. Anyway, this is KETR's Locker Room.
Each week this fall, KETR plays its part in carrying forward a Texas tradition, high school football. Tune in Friday nights at 6 for the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program, where we follow all the important games in our region and bring you up-to-the-minute scores throughout the evening and analysis after the games. And all this without missing a single down of the Commerce Tigers games. The Big Friday Night Scoreboard program is all the high school football you love, all in one place, only on your station.
My son is drinking, and I think he's taking drugs. I feel like he's slipping away.
I want to break every mirror and every scale in this house. Why do I feel so ugly?
She friended him on Facebook. Now she's going to get off the computer.
He hurt me for years. Why do I still blame myself?
If you need help, call the Focus on the Family Help Center.
We're glad you called, and you're not alone.
No matter what you're going through, stand strong. There is hope at the end of the line. The Focus on the Family Help Center at 1-800-A-FAMILY.
All right, we are back here on KETR's Locker Room. Cooper Welch, Jordan Davis, and Taylor Phelps. We just finished a discussion with Josh Jorgensen, and we've only got a few minutes left in this show, but we want to make sure and come back and talk about the postseason series. So first, Jordan, your Red Sox are up 2-1.
Yes.
I got a little nervous a couple nights ago when they were losing.
I was actually wearing my Red Sox shirt last night, Jordan.
Really?
So,
well, there you go. You got some support.
And I didn't even think about
it's alive. Boston is alive. The Patriots sparked us up. Big Poppy helped us. I really think now the Tigers are done for. Like, we beat Verlander. That's all we needed. I knew it was going to be like a game where it's like 1-0 because the pitching was just too good. And now we're starting to see what we said we was going to see in the first place, like games that's 1-0 or 2-1 because everybody's pitching is so good. But for us to beat Verlander, that's a big win because Verlander is still one of the best pitchers in like baseball today. So if you can go out there and beat one of their main aces, that I think they're done for. Because the Oakland team couldn't beat Verlander. They couldn't even hit off Verlander. Yeah. All we needed was one or two hits. I didn't like the offense, but hey, got it done. Napoli came through. All our Mountaineer guys just come through in the end.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to the World Series. And Taylor, you think the Dodgers are out of there? You think they're over with?
I don't know.
I have.
And I said the other day on the show, the Friday one, that I thought it was going to end up being – I thought the Red Sox were going to pull it out. And And then I thought that Dodgers would pull it off.
They thought Dodgers in six.
I thought the Dodgers series was going to be an easier series than the Red Sox were going to have.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. I mean, the Cardinals are just – Josh had said this earlier. We were talking out before the show, and he's like, the Cardinals are just lucky.
They're just lucky.
Like, it just seems like they're just there. Like, you know, they – Albert Pujols is gone, and all
their
of a sudden
their coach is gone.
Everything is gone. Yet they're in the same position.
Again. Same position.
I don't know how they.
It's like there's an aura surrounding the franchise that's like, I don't care what you do, we're gonna be good.
They win every year.
I think that speaks a lot for upper level management. Just strictly
for sure.
Because like that's very hard to do. You lose your coach. Obviously, they're not gonna lose any fans, but you start losing your coach, you lose a couple of key players. You know, things can go downhill quickly for you. And, I mean, we know that here in Dallas better than...
Oh, God.
I think just as better than anybody to watch the Mavericks, to watch the Rangers. And the
I think other than Cleveland, Dallas franchises has one of the most... Their fans are just, what can you throw at us? We've seen everything.
We've seen it all. And but there's some franchises like the Cardinals who doesn't seem...
To lose a step.
That there's any steps being lost. So I don't see the Dodgers coming back.
I don't think they can win three straight.
I see
games.
It. Cardinals, Red
four
Sox.
Four straight.
A red series.
I do.
And then from then on, I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Yeah,
what
I don't
is
know.
My mind over here.
It's pretty crazy.
This postseason has been crazy. It has been crazy because the Braves. I thought the Braves were going to do more than what they did.
Yeah.
They was beating everybody in the regular season like 8-0, and they didn't do nothing.
And then the Pirates, I mean.
They just fell off. Like, the Pirates, their run just ended. Like, they ran out of gas.
Yeah, well, they had to face the Cardinals.
They eventually run into somebody that.
I don't see how the Cardinals, I don't see how they do it. Like, during the regular season, didn't nobody talk about them. Nobody. They was up there.
Because they're the Spurs.
You're right, Taylor. They're the Spurs.
Yeah, they're the Spurs.
They just
of baseball.
Have a team full of overall like good all around players.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're the Spurs of baseball. They're the Patriots of. I mean, they're the Spurs. Yeah, the Spurs of baseball.
Yeah.
They're the Patriots of baseball. It's franchises like that that it doesn't matter who comes in. It seems like
they're gonna win.
Bam, you're gonna be good. Yeah. Because the Spurs bring in guys all the time that you're like.
They're gonna be
you
trash.
Never hear of, you never hear them talked about.
And
the
they
Cardinals
win 60
never
games.
About, and they win 60 games. You know, and they go to the finals or the Patriots every year. They're in the playoffs. Who the heck is Danny Amendola?
Yes.
like this guy is some what
five seven
on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Guy running out there catching passes. He gets injured all the time strictly because he's as
you
small
putting
as he is.
On the line.
He's not a small. Yeah. He's not a small overall guy, strength and everything wise. But compared to the guys that are, you know, ramming their bodies into him,
yeah.
He's smaller. But yet, you know, you got somebody like Tom Brady. You got a coach like
Bill Belichick
in place, and then all of a sudden you're good every year. And it
yeah.
seems like, those are the three teams of their respective.
But what
sports.
I also learned. That people should learn that money cannot buy you a championship.
No.
The Dodgers have spent the most money. They spent more than the Yankees this year.
Easily.
Easily.
I take that back. I think money's bought a few championships in history.
Yankees.
Okay.
Miami Heat.
That was not money.
Is money.
They came together as brothers and won a championship.
Because
and got a lot
offer
of money.
Them the money.
That's because they were already rich. You can't bring up the Heat. Pat Riley was a
I'm
smart man.
I'm not
going
to argue with you.
He has the money to
every
do it,
but you cannot
testicle
say
fortitude to do it.
You cannot say
that's a great team
that they weren't like show me the money.
They had the Yankees has been show me the money for years.
Yeah, and they've won.
And
they won
27 World Series.
The Mavericks was show me the money until they got rid of the money.
Yeah.
Then
the
Cowboys are more about show me the money than any football
team.
It's
not. It's not a hard. Set in stone rule that if you pay out, it's gonna pay you back.
Yeah.
Because we've seen what happened. Josh Hamilton.
Oh,
now the Angels are terrible, and they're paying out
the
butt.
Blue Jays are terrible.
The Yankees are in a terrible situation right now because they just
you think they're gonna give Robinson
because you can't just throw money at your problems.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the Heat. You know we always bring them up just because of how successful they've been and how they all those players are from free agency besides Dwayne Wade. But you say that too. I don't think that they just threw money at it.
Yeah.
It was strategically thought out. You said
strategery.
Like they came to.
Not like the Dodgers. The Dodgers just threw money. Like,
yeah.
Well, the Dodgers got some guys too that.
Yeah. I mean, they have good players.
Didn't expect Puig to come out like he did.
Yeah.
So do you see him get a contract extension?
Puig?
Yes.
Well, he's a rookie, so he doesn't need a contract extension yet.
Well, he's going to get
but
one.
But when the Heat came together, you know. All those guys were
great.
Thought to be as good as they were going to be.
It was great.
Sometimes it's not thought that way, like
yeah.
the Spurs, like the Dodgers, and guys just pan out with you for some reason. Because I guarantee you, Puig's going to be a good player no matter where you're at. That's just the nature of baseball. If you're good, you're going to be good wherever
yeah.
you're at.
Yeah.
But, people like Gary Neal for the Spurs
mm-mm.
are guys that we may not have heard about had they been somewhere else.
He was in the summer league for 6 years. I watched him play, and he was good in the summer league, but nobody wanted him.
Nobody gave him the chance. And kind of Jeremy Lin. Jeremy Lin's kind of the same way. Finally, he gets his chance, and bam, it's Lin Sanity
yeah.
everywhere.
He got the perfect team. He was with the Knicks. I believe if you're with a certain team like the Knicks and they was in a position they were in, if you could win in the game and you scored 27 against Kobe Bryant, you'll be popular than oh God, who's popular right now? He's not popular no more.
James Harden.
James Harden. His beard is the only reason why he's popular the way he is.
Well, because he can score.
Well, he can score, but that beard is awful. Like he look like that Family Guy episode where Peter Griffin had birds in his. That's
yeah.
what James Harden's beard
yeah,
looked
I
like.
Can see it.
Like he got birds beard. Coming out of it. But like I'm a firm believer that I look at these baseball teams. Like I look at Pittsburgh. They didn't have a budget like the Dodgers did or the Braves.
They were moneyballing it.
Like baseball is that's what makes baseball good because you have like teams like the Orioles, the Royals, like teams that don't have the money like
the A's.
They wish they could, but they still competitive with the Tigers, mm-hmm. with the Red Sox,
the Rangers.
And then you see teams like the Blue Jays that spent a lot of money and was expected to be good and had the same result. The same result. I bet that's the worst feeling in the world when you spend that much money
mm-hmm.
on those players and you get them from other bad franchises and you still stink.
Mm-hmm.
That as a manager, I would feel like so lost and empty because my paycheck, my books are like empty because I gave all these players these money and you couldn't produce.
Yeah.
That, like, I just don't understand. Like, if all teams was like that, then we would, I don't know. Baseball is just crazy, man.
It is crazy. Well, we got to cut it short and get Taylor to class.
Kurt Herbstreit to class.
Yeah, get him to class so he can stay in competition for that homecoming crown.
I knew that was coming.
We're going to get you a billboard, man. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen, man. It's going to just like get that photo shoot, man.
I'm the representative for homecoming.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back on Friday. We're going to start previewing the NBA season. It's not going to be the full preview yet, but we're going to start talking about it.
It's already here.
Yeah.
It's already here.
Anyway, I'm Cooper Welch.
I'm Jordan Davis.
And I'm Taylor Phelps.
And we will be back on Friday.